Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Monday, August 31st. Jen, does that mean it's the end of summer?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Because usually it's like July, August, isn't it? June, July, August. But September is probably still going to be hot, right?
Well, I think Labor Day is supposed to be the end of summer. But at the same time, I think it also is when it falls back.
Hmm. You mean the time?
Yeah. Isn't that when summer officially ends? Because that's when
it becomes fall. Maybe. But
it's
going to be a while because it's still light pretty much out there.
Right.
Although you can
Which
tell
is why it, when it falls back is when it summer ends.
Okay. So then we go back to winter clock or the original, I guess, the standard time zone.
Right.
As opposed to, Yeah. Well, I happen to like daylight savings time, you know, because I like the days to be longer.
Me too.
And everything. So some people claim that they should keep it like that all the time, but I don't know. It doesn't seem to make sense because it does. I guess they did it for the farmers originally.
Right.
So they could have an extra hour in the morning or something.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And then we all benefit from this. But what I don't believe is some people hate it. You know, I don't know why.
Well, everyone has a preference for everything, so.
That's true, they do.
I like it. I like longer days and shorter nights.
Yeah. Is it warm in here or is it me again?
Just you.
Just me, right? I don't know. I usually don't get hot, you know?
You do in here.
In here I do. I don't know what that is.
Well, you're drinking but coffee. You just came upstairs.
But the coffee's not that hot, you know? But, yeah, whatever. I'll have to check the air before we start the show, like I check everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Once we're on, yeah. You're stuck.
So, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, too. Nice, relaxing weekend for me. I did go to see a movie. We saw The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
How was it?
I loved it. I think you like it, too. You
okay.
know, because, I mean, it's an action film, but it's not like bloody and stuff like they make today.
Yeah.
You know, it's based on like it happened in the 60s, 70s, and it's pretty much like James Bond. It's pretty much like that. If you like spies, things like that, it's really cool. But I like the acting. I think the actors were amazing.
Nice. Yeah. What is it about?
Like Russians and, you know, when Russians used to be our enemy back then during the Cold War. And they had to just recover things, you know.
So what's like U.N.C.L.E.?
U.N.C.L.E. stands, it's obviously an acronym, but I don't remember what it's for. They don't really say it in the movie.
Oh.
I did read it somewhere, but I don't remember. It's obviously a very long acronym.
Okay.
Yeah, but U.N.C.L.E. really is. It stands for the agency that puts them together because these are guys that are like one is American, one is Russian. But you know what's interesting is the American guy is an English actor, and the Russian guy is an American actor, Armie Hammer.
Yes.
So it's funny how they do their accents and everything.
Yeah.
But what amazes me is how many actors can actually do the American accent when they have a deep native accent, you know, like Australians or British mainly.
Yeah.
You know, they change. I guess they take all these speech lessons and stuff and they learn how to, they nail down the accent like nothing else.
Very talented.
Yeah. So what else? That was it pretty much, you know, some sushi here and there, and but that's it, you know, nothing really exciting. I wanted to go to the beach, but it felt too hot, and I felt, you know, I don't know if I want. Was it hot at the beach? I know you
Very.
Said you were going.
Yes,
really?
I went Saturday. It was so hot, and we were there at 11:30, and even then it was really hot.
Wow. And that's unusual at the beach. I mean, the beach is usually cooler.
Right. It was very hot, and the water was actually very nice.
Really?
Because you could go in it, and it was like 70-something degrees.
Wow. Because usually it's so cold to go in the water here.
Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't this weekend. It was very hot.
Yeah. I know. It's funny how they talk about how great our beaches are and everything, but at most beaches, it's hard to go in the water. I mean, many people love this cold water, but for the most part, I mean, it's like it can numb your body. You know, it's that cold sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, yeah. But I mean, the beaches here are pretty, and the thing is you know, there's only two coasts. So if you like beach in general, your options are West Coast or East Coast. So.
Right. But many East Coast beaches are really nice, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the water is different. So, yeah. But, yeah, we'll just be happy with what we have.
I'm happy with it. I was at my friend's house all day on Saturday.
Yeah.
Had a great day with everyone. Did some yoga at the beach. It was just really nice.
Wow. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I had a great weekend.
Awesome.
Went to jazz at LACMA on Friday with my friends. Then we went out after.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you like that jazz thing. I like jazz, too. I should go and check it out. So this is like live outdoors, right?
Yeah. Mm. I wish it was a little bit longer. It's only like 2 hours.
Really? And you want it to be longer than that? I would probably not have the patience.
Well, you don't like sitting at things.
That's true. I don't know how I sat through the movie, you know.
It was
a really good movie. So
When you go somewhere with your friends and you're eating and drinking. So
that's true. The time flies.
For it to end after 2 hours, you're kind of like, okay, it's 8 o'clock. Now what? So we went back to our friend's house. And then from there, we went out to a place called EPLP in West Hollywood. And they have a rooftop. So it was really nice to be up there. Mm. And then, you know, Saturday I was in Malibu with friends. And then I went out to dinner. And then yesterday, I went hiking with a girlfriend and then had family dinner at night.
Cool. So you had the run of the city pretty much over the weekend.
Yeah, I had a really great
weekend.
Pretty
much everywhere. Sounds good. And we're going to have a short week this week because we have a long weekend, right?
Yes.
So we won't be here Thursday and Friday and possibly Monday. So everybody
won't be here Monday.
Right. So we can... so you guys don't have to stay close to your radio during those days. We don't expect you to. Go and do what you have to do. So,
do you have any plans for the holiday weekend?
In fact, I'm making plans to probably go away in 3 weeks. So we'll see.
But what about the holiday weekend?
I'm not committing to anything because you know what happens. Sometimes things change for me.
Right.
It's hard for me to plan long term. I don't know how sometimes people plan a vacation like a year in advance. But yeah, I mean, to each his own. But this weekend, you know what the problem is that all the hotels are so expensive that because I wanted to go see my son in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. The hotels are like $350 a night, you know.
So why don't you stay on an Airbnb?
I don't know if I like those. I don't feel comfortable in other people's houses, you know. But, yeah. No, that's an idea. I never really used that before. But I like to travel 4 or 5 stars, you know. I mean, okay. I don't know why, but even though I'm probably not going to be at the hotel that much, but still, you know. I mean, it's not, and I'm not even talking to you about downtown. I'm talking about, like, outside in the outskirts. That's how bad... it gets over the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you drive, which I'm not sure I want to do, but if you don't drive, the flights are amazingly expensive. So I usually like to travel when nobody else is.
Right. So then you'll be in town.
Yeah, probably be in town. You know, that's the thing. You're blessed with the ability to make plans, and I'm not. So I pretty much always leave it to the last minute, and then... nothing happens.
You know you can change that, right?
Yeah.
It's as simple as making the plan and sticking to it.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's the thing for me. I was never able to write down goals, you know. I always played it by ear. And, you know, I mean, it got me places in the world, but maybe I would have gotten farther if I could write down goals and actually work towards them.
You're not dead.
Right.
You can still do that.
I know.
Every day is a new opportunity to be better.
Right. But do you agree that when you write something down, it makes it more, like, permanent, more urgent, maybe?
Probably. I mean, that's why I do it. It also reminds me to do things.
Right. And I need to be reminded because my memory is really no good when I have so many things on my mind. But I've always been, like not writing things down. But you know what? Even when I write them down on my phone, I don't really look at them, or I keep going. I'm like, okay, so I'll do that tomorrow or whatever. So, yeah, I'm just not trained for that, you see. So it's important how you raise your kids, I guess. Were you always like that? Like organized and a planner? And
yeah, I mean, I was since I can remember, and I'm guessing it has to do with my mom.
Yeah, probably the way
The way she would... like have me do things when I got home from school was do your homework, get it out of the way, and you can do whatever you want the rest of the day.
Right.
And obviously that, you know, is something I stick by. I always get the most annoying thing out of the way first.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because then it's over.
Right.
And then it's behind you.
And it doesn't weigh on you so much.
I mean, people dread things, and that, like, debilitates them. So, like, of course, it's not going to be the best thing to do to wait for it, so you just get it out of the way.
Right.
And then, yeah, she likes to make lists, so I think I probably started from an early age making lists.
There you go. You know, so, yeah, you need to know how to raise your kids, man. And, you know, it's funny because I'm realizing now that my parents are here how much I picked up from them, you know, because sometimes you forget and stuff, you know, but... But that's the thing is that I think when you get older, you start really examining your beliefs and your views, and you wonder, why am I thinking this way? Oh, because my parents thought that way, but maybe that's not the way I'm thinking.
Right.
So, yeah, but like some kind of like behaviors and characteristics are so similar that it's mind-boggling. So it's still a learning experience for me. To learn about my parents.
Yep.
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, I'm excited for Maine.
For?
Maine.
Maine?
That's where I'm going.
Oh, you're going to Maine?
Yes.
Okay. Have you told me that?
Yes. You can put that on the list of things to remember.
Yeah, that was some time ago.
So, yes, I'm going.
Yeah, that's right, with the family, and some people are coming up from other towns and stuff, right?
For the wedding.
For the wedding. Okay. Right. Forgot the wedding.
Yes, my cousin's getting married in Maine.
Wow, how cool. So that's going to be, like, romantic, right? I mean, Maine is like, I don't know, at least what I see in the movies. Looks pretty romantic out there. I guess. I don't know.
I don't. That's not why they're doing it there, I don't think.
I'm sure. Do they live there?
No.
No, but they go to Maine.
I'll explain for all of the listeners.
Yeah.
So my cousin's mom has a house in Maine. So my cousin and his fiance have spent 2 summers there. His fiance has some family there as well. So instead of picking Florida or California... we're all being shipped out to Maine.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, we leave on Thursday. My mom and I are going to meet in Boston on Thursday, drive to Maine on Friday, and be there for the weekend, come back Sunday night, spend time with family in Boston, and head back Monday morning.
Sounds good. Wow.
Going to eat a lot of lobster.
Yeah. Did you find out what the weather's like up there?
Yeah. It's like 70s, low 60s.
Wow. How can you beat that?
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I was invited to a bat mitzvah in New York, but it's like, I don't know, it's not like a wedding, you know?
So you're saying you don't want to go?
No, I do. I don't see that I can. And it's family that we don't see often, you know? It's not like a very... I mean, she's my cousin, and it's her daughter, but... we hardly ever talk, you know, so to make that effort, I don't know, it doesn't make sense. Although I love New York, but, you know, just not feasible right now. So good for you for going to the East Coast. Awesome.
Well, it is my cousin's wedding.
Yeah, well.
Can't miss it.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And you're close with your cousins, with all of them, right?
Like my brothers.
Yeah. Cool. So so what's going on? The VMAs, they're talking all about them this morning. Did you get to see it?
I sure did.
You sure did. And it was on MTV, right?
Yep.
Okay. And now, I mean, obviously, we start with Miley Cyrus here in her outfits. I mean, I'm looking here at the picture, and I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So what was that about?
Her outfits?
Yeah.
Her choices.
Right. So it was more than one revealing outfit?
She changed 10 times.
Yeah. And were they all revealing like this? And
yes. I mean, they were just ridiculous outfits. I mean, forget the fact that they were revealing. They were just like, what is this?
Yeah. Well, is she trying to be like, maybe like Lady Gaga, who's always...
No, she's just trying to be surprising. And yeah. 'Cause she wasn't allowed to perform this year. Not that she has any new songs, but... So they also haven't had a host in 2 years, but they let her host. And so she wanted to make a statement.
Right. So she can't sing. Why? Because she's the host?
No, she also doesn't have any songs right now. But they like aren't letting her perform because of her performances in years past. So for whatever reason, they said, you can't perform, but you can host. Mm. Don't know why.
Yeah. So she decided she's going to take advantage of that.
Right. And she made a scene with her outfits.
Hmm. Wow. That's pretty revealing. And the funny thing is she still looks young, you know? She doesn't look like... How old is she now? Like 20?
20-something, I'm not sure. But she sounds young. When she talks, she sort of sounds immature and like an idiot.
Right. Wow.
She did an okay job, but, I mean, it just wasn't funny. It's not like she was funny.
Yeah. Well, maybe she wasn't trying to be. Maybe she
Of course she was. She was trying to be funny.
She was trying to be funny?
Yes, she was trying to make a statement and be funny.
Mm. Okay, I'll have to check out all the other stuff she's wearing. She was wearing. But other than that, how was the music? Was it good?
It was fine. I mean,
performances, anybody
they
memorable?
Were fine. It was like a very lackluster show, as is. I mean, I don't know why they even have this show. Because to do an award show for videos, which is so outdated, now they're only on YouTube.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So why is MTV doing it at all? Yeah. If anything, YouTube should be doing it, and it should be an online show.
Yeah.
Because MTV doesn't play music.
Right.
They should change their acronym altogether, because it's not music television anymore.
None, right?
I mean, it's like
none?
Reality television. That's all the show is. Or, I mean, the channel is. They also have scripted shows. But, like, it's not the same as it once was. So to be excited about videos is like most people haven't even seen them.
Yeah, I know. I know. And maybe they're just trying to stay relevant somehow, you know, by...
I think it's just tradition and they're probably not going to do away with the show because then, you know, it looks like they failed or something, but or they're not relevant. But I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. There's a lot of other music awards that make more sense than this show.
Right. But maybe, I mean, look, there's a lot of people involved in making the music videos. I'm sure they want to get some recognition.
I guess.
Maybe that's why they're doing this.
So do it at YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know. and this show is, like, known for its controversy and, like, people's, like, problems with each other. And so, like, you're looking to see how certain musicians will get along because of things that, like, you know, remember when we talked about Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj fighting on Twitter?
Right.
They're fine. They perform together. Big deal.
Really?
Now we know they're okay.
But no, I saw a headline with Nicki Minaj and someone else.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, right? What happened there? Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, Nicki Minaj got an award, and then as she was, like, I guess, like, interacting with Miley Cyrus, there were, like, words said or, like, some kind of attitude was given, and then Miley addressed it, and then she got bleeped out. It was stupid. It was stupid. Yeah. No one cares.
Wow.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Well, the more controversial thing is that Kanye West got the Vanguard Award, you know, and that's like for his musical talents over the years. And so Taylor Swift gave him the award. And at the Grammys years past, Kanye went up on stage during Taylor's recipient speech and was like, no, Beyonce should have gotten this award, not you. And so Kanye got the award from Taylor to show that it was not an issue anymore, they get along. But then Kanye's speech went on for like 3 days. He just kept on talking and said the most asinine, bizarre things. And that culminated in him saying he was going to run for president in 2020. And then he dropped the microphone. There was a lot of yelling. There was a lot of randomness about how like he regrets things that he said about Taylor and like that whole thing where he took the award from her, and that when he goes out in public now, people boo him, and that he wishes he handled things differently, but he said it in the most roundabout way, and people are like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Get to the point. And he said bro probably 100 times and talked about like the juicer saying that he was not that bad after all, like the juicer at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
And then so he said he was running for president in 2020. And then so he drops the mic. He goes away. Miley Cyrus comes on and she says, well, I was voting for Trump, but now I'm going to vote for Kanye. Well, okay, Miley, get your years straight because Trump is 2016 and Kanye and his fake announcement are 2020. Those are not the same years. You clearly don't know anything, and you should stay on script.
Oh, wow.
So what do you think of all that?
I think it's, well, what can I say? I never liked Kanye, so I don't have much to say about that. Running 2020, well, you know what? Everybody, you can't discount anybody anymore, I guess. You never know. He does have a lot of fans, though, so.
Yeah, people were clapping at him, right, saying the most bizarre things about how, you know, MTV... Actually, he's pretty smart. The things he did say were smart. They were just wrapped up in a lot of weird commentary and the slowest delivery ever. Like, he made a comment to the fact that MTV had Taylor Swift give him the Vanguard Award because that brings them ratings.
Yeah.
And he's like, because of what I did years ago, you're still banking off of it and you're getting ratings because of it. Wow. So he's like, I don't even understand what these are even for. I don't even get why they're award shows. Like, okay, we're going to give one person an award, but we're going to tell five other people you're losers?
Yeah.
What's the point in that? Why not celebrate everybody?
Yeah. Hmm.
What do you think of that? You're saying, yeah, but what do you think of what he says?
Well, I haven't really thought about it. You know, maybe I need to think about it a little bit. But like I said, most of the stuff he says doesn't, I don't even listen to it, so I don't know. But it does. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know, I mean, the thing is that I think he's pretty much self-indulgent. I mean, he does what he wants, and that's it. You know, I mean, he's shown it again and again. But what just occurred to me is how futuristic does 2020 sound? Wow,
it sounds it, but it's not that far.
I know, but it sounds so futuristic, I guess, because it was a movie also. 2020, wow. Who ever thought we would live this long? Okay, so VMAs. Now, any performances that stood out at all? Like, I'm sure Taylor Swift sang.
I don't actually... Did I see her? She was part of Nicki Minaj's thing. Justin Bieber sang and he cried.
Why?
I guess he was very moved by his performance, or that he was back on stage after so many years at the VMAs. I'm not sure. His performance was okay. Mm-hmm. I like his songs a lot, but he was clearly like singing over a track.
Mm. So. Yeah, I know. It's like you wonder why, you know? I mean, the thing is, if you're a good singer, just sing, you know?
Well, probably because of the, I don't know, the acoustics, because you're dancing a lot, because of... Maybe you're hoarse from being out way too much. I don't know.
Yeah. You see, with the dancing, I can understand. But if they, you know, I mean, if he was dancing, I can understand, because it's hard to sing and dance, although many people do, right? Like, I mean, Madonna in her shows, I'm sure everybody in their shows, when they dance, they sing.
I don't know
that
Madonna really sings.
No?
I don't know.
Oh.
Tori Kelly sang, and she is somebody I think that came from YouTube, and she killed her performance. It was so good. Really? I think she might be the only person that sang live.
Yeah. Well, I know usually I can tell the difference between recorded and live, you know, because when you hear a song so many times, you can tell the difference, you know, when they don't sing it exactly the same. And, yeah, you know, so I don't know if you could tell by that or not, but... Yeah. So, okay. Well, so it's just, okay. So it's the usual suspects pretty much that we're singing.
Yes.
Right? Nicki Minaj, did she sing too?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one I said was with Taylor Swift.
Right.
Right.
No, I know that they had this thing, but I didn't realize they sang together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, so much for that. Did you hear about Wayne Dyer at all, who died yesterday?
No, I did
you
not.
You probably never heard.
I know who he is. I didn't know he died. Other people died as well, so I heard about those.
I know. Many people died over the weekend. But Wayne Dyer was a self-help guru, motivational speaker, And I, you know, when I was young, I read a couple of his books, and it really helped me deal with negative things and stuff in life. I felt that it helped me a lot, you know. So I remembered him. I read a couple of his books, but then he became very spiritual, and which there's nothing wrong with that, but it just it wasn't the same person anymore. And, you know, where some people embrace that, I kind of liked when he was just into psychology and everything. So, but, I mean, this man's been on TV, on PBS. He's had his own shows, written many books. But, yeah.
What did he die from?
I don't know. Leukemia.
Oh.
He was diagnosed in 2009. And he died from leukemia. So, yeah, he at least he left a legacy behind him, you know. And that's kind of cool, you know. I mean, I don't know how, but somehow it wouldn't be a bad thing to leave some kind of something, an accomplishment behind you when you go. You know, so people will remember you, will that you know you will have made an impact on when you go. But not everybody's as fortunate to become that big.
Yeah, but you don't have to be big to leave an impact.
That's true. But, you know, I mean, you're talking about millions of people here affecting that. That's a big deal. It's a big deal, you know, to be like a nobody and somehow, you know, strike a chord with so many people that that you become like a guru, you know, somebody people look up to figure things out, how to deal with things and stuff. But, you know, it's like he used to deal with guilt, with criticism, with fears, you know, things like that. All the basic things that immobilize us, mm-hmm. that keep us from doing the things we want to do. So I'm saying I, for one, enjoyed his early books, and he'll be missed, I guess. I hate when people say he'll be missed. You should say, I'll miss him. Because when you say you'll be missed, it's like, by whom?
I don't know.
Yeah. You see, that was one teacher in my college that told us not to speak incoherently. So it's like it has to be an active verb. And that's a passive verb when you say you'll be missed. So I'm here to say I'm going to miss you. Although I never knew you, man. Never knew you. But it's always sad when someone goes. For sure.
Yes.
A lot of people went this year. I mean, they're showing pictures here like a montage of all the people that went. Yeah. So what else is going on, man? I see that this hiker was gone for 9 days.
Where did he go?
It's a she, and she's 62 years old. And they were in Orangevale, California. Or that's where she's from. And they went to the Sierra Nevada Mountains, I guess. They went camping. And the big question is, why would you go hiking by yourself in a place that you don't know?
Right.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, so, you know, I mean, so what? Do you feel bad for someone like that? Yeah, you do, because they almost died and stuff. But it's like, come on, what were you thinking?
Are we supposed to feel bad? Because is the person found?
Yeah, she was found.
And what was, did something happen to her?
She had a couple broken bones, and she was dehydrated, I think, but she's doing okay. So
did she say why she went camping? Or hiking or whatever?
Well, she just went hiking. I mean, I don't know that you really need a good reason for that. I mean, you go camping, you figure, well, I'll just take a hike or something. But I don't think it's safe to go by yourself, especially a woman. You know, I mean, you never know what happens. So you got to be careful. And a 62-year-old woman, of all things.
Maybe she wanted to go on an adventure.
Yeah.
And she survived, so good for her.
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
and they've been looking for her for 9 days. They found her. I guess she heard voices, and she had a whistle with her. So she whistled, and they found her.
That's great. She was prepared. She had a whistle.
Yeah. I know. But how many people, you know, die when they go on adventures like this? I mean,
that's the risk you take. I mean, either you need some kind of near-death experience and that's what you're looking for, or you need a jolt in your life to change things up. I mean, did you see the movie Wild?
No.
No, with Reese Witherspoon?
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was curious as to why this woman, you know, did this in the first place, because sometimes you just need a journey. You need to go on this adventure that will change you. And so, I mean, people have done crazier things. 9 days missing, and here she is.
Yeah.
Great.
I know. But
Welcome back.
All the mess and hassle that she creates with all the rescue teams and everything, you know, I mean, that's a long time and that's a lot of money to find her just for something stupid that she did. She hadn't eaten in 9 days. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, people do stupid things and people have to pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Yeah, we haven't had any guests in a few days. Tomorrow we'll have someone who is someone I've known for a long time and they've got a cause. So we're going to take care of that.
Do we have a guest tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll send you the stuff because they haven't sent me the stuff yet.
Oh.
But yeah, it's a very last minute thing. And I invited him to be on the show. So the director that died, Wes Craven, I guess he was the director of Scream, like some of the horror films.
Right.
Right? So I think Nightmare on Elm Street 2. I mean, I never knew him, you know. I never even saw these movies.
I don't see scary movies, but I know who he is.
Yeah. I know. Have you ever seen any scary movies?
Yes.
Like what, The Exorcist or something?
No. No. I've seen Scream.
Yeah.
I've seen...
Was Scream pretty scary?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
It was to me, at least.
Yeah.
I saw I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds scary.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I think scary movies are more like aimed at younger crowds, you know, because, well, at least when I was young, I used to like these movies. The Exorcist is probably one of the scariest movies of all time, and I don't know why I was so attracted to it when I was 15 years old. I even read the book first at 15.
Yikes.
Come on, yeah. But I was fascinated with it, with the story and everything. And then, because it was unusual when it came out. I mean, it was a shocker. And then I remember the same thing with Jaws. I mean, even Jaws was scary. And I read that book when I was young, too. So I don't know what...
Kids have no fear. They like to be scared.
Yeah,
I don't
they
really
like
get
to be
it.
Scared. They really do.
Not me.
Yeah,
I never liked it, and I still don't.
Yeah, huh?
I have friends that love it, though. They're like, let's go see scary movies. Let's go to Halloween Horror Nights. Let's go to the places that people will jump out at you. Nope.
Yeah.
Definitely not doing that. Thanks.
You see, I mean, I like movies, scary movies, like with supernatural stuff. I don't like the serial killer and all those killer movies, you know, slasher movies and stuff. Because there's just too much of it. I mean, sometimes you go and you look, you want to find a good fiction book, and everything is on murders and things like that. I mean, come on, you know. You can have some action films without all the blood and all the, I don't know, some people love that stuff. And the funny thing is how, when you look at older movies, they didn't used to have blood and stuff, you know. Now it's like everything, you have to see all the smallest details of the violence that's going on in these movies.
It's pretty gruesome. It's,
yeah, and somebody, I guess, there's a market for it. I don't know what to say.
It's not my jam.
Yeah. So now they're doing a class action suit now against car makers that offer those keyless ignition. Do you know what those are? It's like you have a button and, you know, you don't need the key.
Yeah.
You just carry this thing with you that they call key fob or something. Fob. Key fob.
Uh-huh. So why are they...
So they're saying that the car stays on, obviously, when you leave the car and the fob is no longer in the car. So what happens is sometimes you forget to shut off the car. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because that's what happened to me the other day. I have a new car with keyless ignition. And I was at the gas station. I had music on, so you don't feel the car's going. And I'm putting gas in, and I'm getting back in the car, and only then do I realize I never shut off the car. So I was putting gas in when the car was running.
Yikes, scary.
I know. So, I mean, I see the point in that, you know? And I thought that it's easy to walk away and not lock your car or something, you know, or when you don't have a key. Or to just leave the car. I mean, a couple times it happened to me. I get out of the car, again, when I have music, so I don't realize, I don't hear the sound of the engine.
So are they suing to stop making vehicles with that
No, I don't think so. They're calling it a defect, though, so I don't know what they're asking to do. But, yeah, maybe they're trying to get someone to pay for this. Maybe there was some deaths or something. I didn't see that. But they do have concerns, and I guess everybody's trying to sue everybody. Yeah. But I got to tell you, I've always like didn't like SUVs, and now I'm driving one. But it's hardly an SUV, you know. It's like small compared to some big SUVs.
So unrelated to the keyless.
No, it's not unrelated because it's my car. We were talking about my car having a keyless.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. We'd moved on from the lawsuit. Sorry. Your segues sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you drive an SUV. I used to drive an SUV. I actually loved it because I've driven a couple, actually. But I loved it because I felt more in control.
Really? Because you're higher up?
Yeah. And yeah. I was bigger than the other cars, and I felt like it was just a heavier car.
Right.
So
those are serious SUVs. And yeah, go on. So I'm just thinking that, but that was a big one, right? Like what kind of a SUV?
I drove
was
a Jeep.
A Jeep.
And a Mazda CX-7.
Oh, okay. So those are the smaller SUVs. They're not really big.
Yeah, I don't know what a big SUV is considered.
Like a Expedition.
Oh no,
and
that's huge.
The Tahoe. Yeah.
Right. No, I didn't drive those.
Yeah.
I drove a normal SUV.
Ones, right.
Which still felt more like what I just described it as in comparison to like a sedan or like a two-door car.
Yeah.
Which I've driven as well.
Cool. And that Mazda you had, that's like the Escape, actually. You know, it's the same, it's almost the same car because Ford.
Mazda's Japanese, Ford is
right.
American.
I know, but they sell both.
They do?
Yeah. Yeah, somehow Mazda has a lot of cars that are similar. Let me try to think how they're related. Do they own them? I don't know. But you know what? Well, I used to work for Ford, and they had Mazdas too there. Let me see. I got to find this out. Ford and Mazda. Ford and Mazda split. What does that mean? That means they were together. Yeah, there was a partnership, you see, and it's fallen apart in 2013. But at any rate, I remember when they would make like joint cars, and they would just change the name and the seating a little bit and the interior. And if you go inside, you'll probably see they're very similar.
Well, I haven't had mine in a while. I've had now a series of Jettas.
Yeah.
So that was like two cars ago.
Yeah. Are you happy with the Jetta?
Love it.
Yeah, because my son has one. He likes it too a lot.
Gets me everywhere I need to go. Rarely has issues.
Reliable, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's got four wheels and gets me places.
Yeah. I know, that's all that's important, right? But, I mean, you'd be surprised, though, maybe not. But I find this SUV, the Escape, a lot more fun to drive than my previous Mustang. And I've driven three Mustangs, but once I tried this one, it's like, wow, you know, what a different ride. But it's actually fun to drive.
Why is that?
That's hard to describe, you know. I mean, it's a tactile thing, maybe.
Okay.
The way it accelerates, maybe, the way it rides, the way it feels inside. It just feels powerful.
Okay.
Yeah, more than the Mustang did. I don't know why, but it does.
Well, that's exciting. You know what else is exciting?
What's that? Yeah.
President Obama is going to be on the Bear Grylls show on NBC.
And what show?
The Bear Grylls show. What's his show called? Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Oh, I never heard of that. What kind of a show is that?
It's an adventure show. So he and the president are going to trek through the wilderness, and they're going to be in Alaska, and they're going to be discussing like his survival skills. It's always testing people's survival skills. So like celebrities like Kate Winslet has gone on, Channing Tatum, Drew Brees, Zac Efron. Everyone's gone on the show, and they're thrown into these crazy one-on-one adventures with him, and they have to survive. So President Obama is going to call attention to Alaska and the climate change and Ground Zero, and that's where the setting is going to be for their survival stuff, so they can also discuss issues.
Right.
So well, it's going to be interesting. Amazing for that show to have him on.
Right.
Because, I mean, who's not going to watch that? I want to see President Obama do that.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? I just wanted to say something. Damn it. Okay. So a few other things. Oh, yeah. So he's going to Alaska, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Damn, what did I want to say? I don't know. It's bugging me now. So they're talking about technology and how it threatens many jobs and stuff. And this is nothing new. That's been happening for a while, for many years, at least since the internet, but obviously a lot more before that too, when computers started becoming popular and stuff. So here's what they're saying, that some jobs are really going to hurt. And like, for example, they're saying footwear and leather working jobs. Okay, so... Well, weavers and knitters, metal making, typists, secretaries, farm workers. So they're saying it's essentially work that's routine, that's repetitive and stuff.
Yeah.
Where you don't really need people, that's what technology is taking over. And the places where it's actually growing is places, obviously, where you need a personal touch, you know, that computers and technology can't replace. So they're saying, like, for example, nursing, okay, skyrocketed 900% since 1992. Teaching jobs ballooned 580% during that period. So these jobs are not going to be threatened by technology, and that's probably where a lot of people are going, you know. I know nursing, they always have a shortage of people in nursing.
Right.
They seem.
I mean, this all makes sense.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Is that
anything with an assembly line can be done by a machine.
Right.
Nursing can't be done by an assembly line.
Right. And teaching.
Right.
And that's so. But I'm wondering, you know, these are the jobs that really need to pay a lot of money, because these are like important jobs. But the problem is, you know, so when you see someone who's a nurse who saves people's lives and stuff, you look at a teacher that provides education and helps our next generation, you look at what they make, and then you look like at an athlete or a singer or an actor, and they're totally out of proportion. And you right. go, you know, how does this make sense? But obviously, economically, it does, because the more you make for your employer, the more you're going to make.
Right.
And obviously, in nursing and teaching, you're not making a lot of money for your employer, so you don't get a lot of money. But that's where our society is a little skewed, I think. And that's, if you want to talk about a disadvantage of capitalism, that's one of them.
Right.
You know.
I agree. I mean, I think that this conversation will always remain the same, that everyone thinks teachers should make more. They're forming our children and, you know, giving them the foundation for which they will grow up and become whatever they become. And they've always been underpaid.
Right. And the thing is this, is that when you don't offer a lot of money, you're not necessarily attracting talented people. You know, I mean, people that are good, they want to be paid, you know, and that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
the state of education is not very good right now.
I'm sure it isn't.
You know.
I mean, at some point, school will probably just be at home and everyone will learn on their computer.
Yeah, which is terrible, I think. What about the social part of it?
Right. I don't know. Kids will go to camp.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I guess nobody really cares about what happens, right, afterwards. It's just like, yeah, let's do it, you know, and then all these, yeah. Just like with the phones and everything, you know, I mean, it's helped us so much in our lives and stuff. But now you have everybody distracted by their phones. You have little kids distracted by their phones, into the phones and stuff. So those are side effects I don't think necessarily that people expected.
Probably not. But at the same time, do we not do it if we know that that's the case?
No.
Do we not create cell phones if it's going to create a generation of people looking down?
No, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, I mean, we do it in spite of the side effects and everything, you know, and then we have to deal with that.
There are adverse effects to everything.
Yeah.
Including medicine, you know, like you could lose hair because of a pill that makes you have more energy. Who knows? Yeah. That's not necessarily the case, but I made those two things up. It is what it is.
Yeah. But that's the pill thing is a good segue to the last story that I wanted to bring up, and that is websites that sell counterfeit drugs.
Yes.
And, you know, apparently I've heard somebody saying at one point, oh, yeah, you know, I find all this medication cheaper online. And that was like when things just started out and you go, well, you know, maybe there's something to it. But they're saying that a lot of people are hurting because of this stuff, you know?
Right.
I mean, they make it like in Pakistan and stuff, for crying out loud. And those things are deadly. So they're saying if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Right. I'm less concerned with it being made in Pakistan, but more that they're filling it with, like, paint. And
are you serious?
Yeah.
Paint?
Yeah, like ink chips and things like that and rat poison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why would they do that? I mean,
it's the same article you read. I mean, I got past the Pakistan part and more. I was interested in what's actually killing people in these counterfeit pills like Viagra. So they're putting materials in it to make it look like it's, you know, what you'd find in a capsule. But that material isn't medicine.
Right. So they make it look like it's the right one. That's why they use these materials. Right. Because if I were to make an illegal drug, at least I would make it so people would not die from it, you know. Put some things maybe that are in aspirin and things like that.
Right. Like you're going to lose all your clientele if you kill them.
Right.
And you're going to go out of business because people are going to hear about people dying. Right. So it's not a really smart business model.
Right.
But yeah, that's why people are dying. It's because the materials they're putting in it, not because it's from Pakistan.
Right.
So be careful with what you purchase.
No. I'm saying from Pakistan, but they're showing a picture of these, like, peasants. I mean, I'm not talking about that they make it in, like, you know, authorized labs or things like this. They're just showing some people here with bowls full of things, and you go, my God, you know, this is going into medication that people are going to take.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, no scruples, no nothing when it comes to money, I guess. All right, well, that's it for today, folks. Jen, thanks as always.
Thanks, Sam. I look forward to tomorrow's episode with a guest.
Yes, and thanks everybody for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.